Today marks the 150th birth anniversary of the legendary Wisconsin architect Frank Lloyd Wright. Wright set up an architectural campus in the Wyoming Valley near Spring Green, where he built his celebrated home, Taliesin, along with a school of architecture and a school for children. Today, the site serves as an active campus with visitors arriving from around the world to tour Wright's home and masterpiece, Taliesin. Later, Wright added a new structure, Taliesin West, in Arizona, and he designed a lot of other famous buildings, things like the Guggenheim Museum, the Johnson Wax Museum, and the home Falling Water. Wright was born 150 years ago, but his influence lives on in the buildings we live and work in today, from the concept of open floor plans to the idea of integrating a building within the landscape. Eric Flesch joins us now. He's an architectural designer who trained at Taliesin, the Frank Lloyd Wright School of Architecture. He's also director of development at Taliesin Preservation. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us on this special occasion for you.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, you know, growing up, if you asked me to name one scientist, I would have said Einstein. One soccer player, I probably would have said Pele. One architect, Frank Lloyd Wright. What is it about what he did and his style that made him the first architect people think of?
He was born shortly after the Civil War, and much like early Americans focused on the Declaration of Independence, he was rooted in nature like the American Transcendentalists in a way that he could tell the American story like no one else, through new forms, new patterns, new styles of buildings that people had never seen. He lived a ripe, long life as well, lived to be nearly 92 all through the 50s, and so people just love this interesting modernist who is rooted in the language of American tradition, but forms that they'd never seen.
And the idea of rooting his architecture in the landscape, as I understand it, as a non-expert on architecture, a building he built in this one spot, he wouldn't have built in another spot. He would not do a cookie-cutter thing that could work anywhere.
You're right. He was a champion of context, whether it was in the city or in a rural location. By using patterns of geometry and things that you would find abstractions from nature, you would create a kind of a fabric that relates any kind of the man-built environment to a natural site or to a social fabric.
It's like a building almost that flows out of nature, it seems like, when you look at it, a lot of his designs.
You're absolutely right, and he described as being appropriate for time, place, and the nature of man, and the individual spirit.
Let's talk about what I think is probably his most famous project here in Wisconsin, Taliesin, I mentioned already, in Spring Green. When you approached Taliesin for the first time yourself, what struck you about seeing this building?
It was the stonework. It was the way that we took that local driftless area, sandstone and limestone, and created these ledges, these pop-outs in the walls that allowed the craftsmen to be creative for the first time in their life to create an abstraction of what you see actually in the quarry wall.
It allowed the craftsmen to be creative. Was it fun for people to work with Frank Lloyd Wright in that way that they could do expressive things that they probably wouldn't do with another architect?
So many people I've met say that working with Wright changed their lives.
Wow.
People who are creative learn to be have a more practical understanding of construction, farming, and some of the building trades. And then a lot of people who are familiar with the trades learn to be creative and to discover culture, the music, art, world ideas like from Japan and Germany, things that were new to rural Wisconsin in their day.
So, and Frank Lloyd Wright was not just, it sounds like, inspired by the American landscape. He was looking around the world for inspiration and ideas to translate over here.
Yeah, you're right. You know, he, having been from the Midwest, first built for the prairie, gently sloping roofs, broad overhanging eaves, emphasizing materials and color palettes that were appropriate for the prairie. So a lot of people remember him for the prairie school of design. But he later realized that prairie was just the first step on discovering an organic architecture that could be appropriate for any context, any place.
Now, we're sitting in a building that I've heard described as the new brutalism. Basically, if we can do a thing with concrete, we'll do it and kind of defy nature by it. I don't like this building. Is there a conflict in the architectural world between ideas like Wright talked about and the building we're sitting in right now?
Well, totally. There are some features of this building that are interesting, but it's certainly not Wrightian. And Frank Lloyd Wright would have done some things that could perhaps tune the building better to its to the site. I've seen a couple of homes just driving in this morning that had aluminum foil curtains on some of the windows because the orientation of the building was to the south or to the west that would allow blaring light to come screaming in a way that Wright would have been much more sensitive to. So that's just one thing that Wright would have done, is tuned better to the light, the breezes, et cetera, the views.
Now, Taliesin, the most famous Wright building in Wisconsin, by no means the only one. Can you talk about some of his other designs that we can see around the state?
Absolutely. Well, right here in Madison, the Unitarian Meeting House, so beautiful in the great prow window that looks out over the landscape in a stylized way. All the way to Racine, I would say the Johnson Wax Administration Building, perhaps one of the greatest works of architecture of all time. Those dendriform columns where you feel that you're under an abstract Carnauba palm forest in Brazil, just when Mr. Johnson, who founded the wax empire, flew over it in a small aircraft. And you can live that, basically in that administrative space every day. And then, of course, the research tower that was built 10 years later with these great cantilevered floors in a tower that's merely framed in tubes of Pyrex glass.
You said of all time there, and I was waiting for in Wisconsin or in the Midwest or by Frank Lloyd Wright. You ended with a period there, of all time, one of the greatest architectural designs.
Absolutely. And, you know, Taliesin, it's not just one building, but a series of 8 buildings and 800 acres of designed landscapes that connects the buildings to one another and to the Driftless Area landscape. The earliest one was, he was just a draftsman at 18 years old, and then his first independent commission were there, the first time that he experienced the destruction of the box and creating whole new structures, the use of the cantilever, prairie home, a great barn. If you ever wanted to see a barn designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, you would do that at Taliesin. And of course, his rambling home that would have had a place for the chickens, a place for the cows, a place for workmen, as well as for the private residents.
Going back to his early years, you know, sometimes you hear the story of, I think we can throw the word genius around here. I don't think that would be hyperbole. But you hear the story of the genius, and sometimes it's, wow, everybody recognized this genius right away, or they rejected him, these ideas were nuts. What was the reaction to Frank Lloyd Wright when he first started designing?
Well, he was on the one hand both beloved, embraced, but there were always some people who would have been irritated by forms they had never seen before, and this independent streak. You know, his grandparents were Unitarian ministers, and the family motto was truth against the world. And so it was this vision that what's right, each person has an ability to figure that out on their own, and if somebody else doesn't agree with it, well, that doesn't matter. You just sort of keep on going.
That can be very inspiring, and it could probably make it hard to make friends in some cases.
Absolutely, and there were some people that he maybe didn't get along with, but the fact is that he just was surrounded by young people, people of all ages who just wanted to be near him. And in fact, in the 1930s, he started a school of architecture that still exists today. And some people who are still living at Taliesin and Taliesin West have been with Wright since the 1930s and 40s and 50s.
Talking to Eric Flesch, he was trained at Taliesin, the Frank Lloyd Wright School of Architecture. He's director of development at Taliesin Preservation. We're talking about Frank Lloyd Wright on the 150th birth anniversary of the legendary Wisconsin-based architect. Let's go beyond Wisconsin's borders now a little bit, Eric. Talk about some of your other, you can go personal if you want, your personal favorite Wright designs around the country, around the world.
Unity Temple outside Chicago is one of my favorite works of architecture, also a work of concrete, but done in such a very light and open way that it's amazing. There's some spaces at Taliesin West and out in California. La Miniatura, also a concrete blockhouse poured with open voids that are shaped like nature patterns so that a concrete house is illuminated with light. These are just some marvels that Wright designed that you wonder how he ever did it.
And Falling Water is one that people throw around a lot in Pennsylvania, is that right?
You know, Falling Water, you know, it might be described as a metaphysical house. You know, you just feel the spirit of nature there in such a bold and abstract way. Maybe it's worth mentioning the Imperial Hotel in Japan. The Sauk City, Sauk Prairie Dam, I just celebrated its centennial a couple of years ago. It was famous in its time in the Wisconsin River for being built on wood piles right there in the sand. And Wright translated that same idea to an earthquake-prone Tokyo and built this hotel that survived a famous earthquake and in World War II was the where the American troops were based.
Now, he did a lot in his time, trained a lot of people. If I were to go to architecture school, and I don't think I'd survive architecture school from what I understand, but if I were, would I still be learning about Frank Lloyd Wright?
You sure would, but you'd also be learning to observe nature with your own eyes, all of your senses, and to design something that's appropriate for the context, time, place, and man today.
Right. I wouldn't start by saying, oh, here's a Frank Lloyd Wright design. I'm going to replicate that over here because that would defeat the whole point.
at Taliesin, the idea is to have more experience, less history. Mm-hmm. But you often find that to the extent that Wright was rooting things in timeless principles of nature and geometry, why they seem awfully contemporary even today.
And so as people are designing buildings now, what kind of things happen now that wouldn't have happened without Wright?
Well, the idea of having large spans of glass in which you're moving the structure away from the wall itself with simple post and beam construction, having large chimney masses that could become the center of the family, toning the building to views, to the orientation of the sun, to the direction of the breeze, these are things that Wright originated. Right here in Madison, a solar hemicycle house in which it was oriented to the south to get just the right kind of sunlight and even to prevent the yard from filling with too much snow.
And this is, as we mentioned, this is a celebration day, a birth anniversary, 150th. What kind of things are you at Taliesin Preservation doing to mark this occasion?
Well, on June 17th, a Wright celebration for kids, author and entertainer Bob Kahn, is just on Father's Day weekend, is going to be filling the Hillside Theater with juggling, with helping kids understand principles of the cantilever and the nature patterns on the wall. And after that, everybody enjoys a slice of Frank Lloyd Wright's favorite birthday cake.
Which is?
Which is a sponge cake cobbled together with strawberry jam, smothered with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate sauce and decorated with edible flowers.
And it doesn't have any weird cantilevering itself, the cake.
It just tastes really good.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
And what else is going on?
Well, the Hillside Theater is going to be filled with music all summer long. Rural Musicians Forum will be playing there in June and July, as well as Madison's own Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, which is fantastic, will be playing there. And there's going to be actually a member of the Taliesin Fellowship has commissioned a brand new composition from a Madison composer that will be debuted by the Taliesin Community Chorus.
Wow.
And this is going to be something that, you know, you might plan your trip out to go to American Players Theater just around the corner out in rural Spring Green. Maybe you have some time outdoors at Governor Dodge State Park. Go see the art scene at Mineral Point. And then come and, in addition to having a tour at Taliesin, stay for some musical performances in the evenings or join one of the programs, like a photography workshop, Chinese brush painting, and more.
As we start to wrap up, thinking about architecture the way Frank Lloyd Wright did changes the way we build and design. Did studying this change the way you look at the world, even outside of design and architecture?
You know, my path to architecture was to first study geology. So
really?
Frank Lloyd Wright's organic architecture did certainly change the way I looked at the world. It changes each person in a slightly different way. But basically, to think about the architecture of the Earth's crust, you know, only at Taliesin would that be relevant. And as a result, you end up creating these humane spaces that are just the right scale for the human being, that doesn't make you feel dwarfed or insignificant in the universe, but rather lifts you up and recognizes the thing that makes you, you, your family special, and, you know, recognize our special life in, you know, under the Declaration of Independence.
So he's worth studying even for those of us who are not designers and architects.
Well, not only can you get a master's in architecture at the Frank Lloyd Wright School of Architecture, but you can send your children, starting in third grade all the way up through high school, to start to learn about the design process, even 3D digital design, model building, even how to design a colony on Mars, all through Taliesin Preservation. So you can learn all about that at taliesinpreservation.org.
Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
So nice to be here.
That's Eric Flesch, architectural designer. He trained at Taliesin. He's also director of development at Taliesin Preservation. He joined us to talk about the influence of Frank Lloyd Wright on the architect's 150th birth anniversary.